Over 600 prisoners were executed by Iran during 2011. That's according to a UN human rights expert. Ahmed Shahid, the special rapporteur on the situation of human rights in Iran, yesterday told the UN Human Rights Council that it gathered credible evidence to the effect that human rights violations are rampant in the country. These included arbitrary detention, torture, as well as restrictions to freedoms of expression, association, and assembly.
In many cases, witnesses reported that they were arrested for activities protected by international law and that they were detained in solitary confinement for prolonged periods with no access to legal counsel or family members and in the absence of formal charges. Individuals also frequently reported the use of torture for the purposes of soliciting confessions. Several stated that they were subjected to prison conditions that fall well below the minimum standards defined by the UN. A majority of those interviewed maintained that they were denied reasonable access to legal counsel and that they and or their lawyers were denied access to evidence, case files or witnesses testifying against them. And in some cases, judges reportedly issued verdicts on the basis of coerced confessions in trials that only lasted several minutes.